The Lord is calling us higher, and it starts with prayer. Join us week after week as ministry leaders from all over the world intercede on behalf of the singles. The Singles Prayer Call is designed to encourage single women and men to become whole, to develop a strong relationship with Christ, to produce good fruit in their lives, to find their purpose, to work in excellence, to develop a stronger prayer life, and reading the Word of God. Stay tuned for the Singles Prayer Call.
Morning, good afternoon, good night to all those who are listening in different parts of the world. Happy Saturday. Welcome to a new episode, or happy Sunday because many of you are listening in different parts of the world. You may be catching this episode right now, and it may be a different time in your location. I am Coach Danielle Powell, aka Coach Danny. I am the founder of Singles Who Pray. If this is your first time listening, feel free to join our private Facebook group under Singles Who Pray. We will love to have you. We are a community of singles who love to pray. We love to encourage each other. We love to empower each other, and we just love to have fun. If you are looking for a community, feel free to join us. We will love to have you. I am a content creator for YouVersion. I have many devotionals for my singles. Yes, you guys, I still have devotionals that are coming out hopefully this month. I had a few that I wanted to, I'm just thinking of the dates. So hopefully one of them will be out this month. I'm not going to say which one. You just see when it's closer to the date. But I am also a Christian life coach. If you guys are looking for coaching, feel free to sign up for a discovery call at daniellepowell.com. I would love to coach you. You may need accountability. You may need help on your single journey, or you just need to crush those goals for 2023. This is the perfect time to sign up for a discovery call. I will be offering group coaching really soon, hopefully before the year ends into the new year. I'm looking to do more coaching in a group setting because I know many of you, it's easier to coach in a group setting because many of you are on the same path, and it's great to have a community of others who are going through the same thing that you're going through, and we just crush those goals together. So feel free to sign up for a discovery call at daniellepowell.com. There is no set book for the book of the month because this month I want to really focus on goal setting and getting us ready for 2023, because I believe that 2023 is going to be an incredible year. But what do we do before we get to this year? We have to plan. We have to strategize. We have to stay at the feet of Jesus so that God could give us the plan, the provision. God can show us things. So that's what I'm really trying to do for this month. Feel free to choose a book of your choice or devotional for this month. I may give some suggestions, but I will do a post in the group just to see what you guys are thinking for your book of the month, because I still want you guys to read something this month. And hopefully I have a live session this month with some of my friends just so that we can do some getting you guys ready for 2023, because it's so important. And, you know, throughout the whole year, I'm trying to like get you guys ready for all the things that God is doing. But we must plan and we must take time to reset. All right. So I think that's enough for the announcements. Yeah, so the topic for today, I'm always getting topics just randomly or just daily stuff that happens to me. But the beginning of the week, a memory came up in my mind, and this kind of geared me to this this topic. So the topic for today is hungry for more. And I'll talk more about this topic soon, but let's go to Isaiah 26 and 9. My soul yearns for you in the night. In the morning, my spirit longs for you. When your judgments come upon the earth, the people of the world learn righteousness. So quick story time. I don't think I did a story time in a long time on here. But before I gave my life to Christ, many of you know, if you have been following me, maybe you're new, so you don't really know my testimony. I grew up in church. Yes, was, you know, family, had a church, and, you know, grew up in ministry, but I wanted to live my life because I was always in church. So when I got to the lovely age of 18, I decided to, you know, go on my own journey and to go into the world. And my sister and I believe we're like 18, 19. We always had like big dreams and always was like, wanted to start businesses and stuff. So, my sister and I and my bestie Tiff, we had an entertainment company and we started an event planning company where we plan an event for, the music industry. We managed DJs and we did public relations here and there. We did so many things under this company and most of the stuff that we did was event planning for the nightlife industry. And the name of our company was Hunger for More. And if you're a rap head, you know what album this is. And I'm not going to go into that. But we chose this name because it was so powerful because we were so hungry for success. And everyone knew it because we were like hustlers. We was well respected in the music industry based on our work effort. And we just went hard at everything we did. Like, we really went hard. And we would plan events with excellence. We would just make sure that everything that we did was big. Like, even if the event wasn't even, like, that great, we made a big deal about it. So we just created events that made people have great times and great memories and just a great experience. That was the thing that we did. And everyone knew about our events. And we were so young, and I feel like sometimes when you're younger, you have more ambition, and you're just so ready for success, and that's what we were. We were just so ambitious, and we were so driven, and we just, you know, received many opportunities, and we also went after opportunities, and we were able to do a lot of great things, and we just were so hungry for, you know, to be the greatest in what we did at that time. And sometimes, as Christians, we could be so hungry for things of this world. It could be relationships, it could be success, it could be material things, status, degrees, having a name, like anything. It could just be certain things that we can be so hungry for. And some of these things are not that bad, but the problem is when we put all of these things before God, because, you know, I wasn't really saved when I started my event planning company. I always believed in God, but when I was in this industry, my relationship with Christ took the back burner. I didn't care. Didn't want to hear about God. I didn't want to go to church. Like, I was so far gone. And I was just like so in it. Like, now that I think about it, it was kind of scary how much I was in this lifestyle, because it was a fast life. It was fast everything. And, you know, God wasn't important to me at that time. Like, I was really living for the world. And I was just so hungry for that lifestyle. But we should be hungry for God. Like, nothing else matters. That the Lord comes first in our lives. And I chose this topic because we should be hungry for more. Hungry for more of God. When it comes to Christ, we should be more hungry for his love. We should be more hungry for his presence. We should look forward to basking in the presence of God. May God's presence dwell in us. May God's presence dwell in our homes, dwell in our churches, dwell in our community. Go with me to Psalm 16:11. You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand, there are pleasures forever. Amen. I just love that. In God's presence is fullness of joy. Let me say that one more time. In God's presence, there is fullness of joy. We can't replace God's presence with these worldly things, because it's not going to fill us up. It's some things of the world can make us feel a certain way for a little time, but being in God's presence is what fills us up. We should be hungry for his word, because reading the word of God helps us to grow as believers. The word of God keeps us spiritually healthy. and it deepens our devotion to God. How can we be close to someone if we don't get to know them? That's how it is with God. How can we get to know God if we never read his word? I know sometimes, like, you know, I'm not like I'm some perfect Christian because I'm not, but I noticed just like growing in God and just over the years, I noticed like when I don't read the word, and sometimes, like, I know I have many people, we're all on different journeys and we are all on, you know, in different places. And I know sometimes people feel so bad when they don't read a certain amount of scriptures, or they don't read the scriptures. But I notice sometimes when I don't read the word, or go without days of reading the word, or go without days of praying, like, I feel off. And that's why I have made it so intentional, like, every day reading my Bible, every day reading the word. Or if, you know, it's like something in this, my spirit, God is like, you need to read. Like, there's a set time if I do forget. Because sometimes we do forget. We have our daily lives, but we have to be intentional in this season when it comes to reading the word of God, comes to spending time with the Lord, when it comes to praying. And one of the things I love about reading the word is that it shows us the character of God. And the word of God provides instruction, revelation, and correction. The Bible is not like a book of rules. It's a book of instructions. In the word of God, we learn about the faithfulness of God, his promises, his holiness. The word of God provides truth. As we know, with social media, there's so many different things going around, documents and just content that's going around, but we can always go back to the word of God because we know that is the truth. Go with me to 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, 16 through 17. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God can be competent, equipped for every good work. The word of God equips us for the good work. We should be hungry for prayer. Come on, singles who pray. We should be hungry for prayer. Go with me to 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Pray without ceasing. I said it one more time. Pray without ceasing. God is looking for us to continue to pray, because when we pray to God, God is working. When we pray to God, God is working. And sometimes when we pray and we continually pray, and sometimes we don't see the manifestation of our prayers in a certain timeline, so we get discouraged and we stop praying. But I'm here to tell you on today, keep praying. Keep praying for your family members that are unsaved. Keep praying for your situation. God is going to turn that situation around. I don't know who this is for, but keep praying for your children, the ones that you feel like is not changing, the ones that you feel like are not listening. Believe me, I'm a great example of a rebellious child. I know my parents, shout out to my parents, because I know they probably was like, yo, this girl is not going to get it together. But they didn't give up on me. They kept praying. They kept laying their hands on me. They kept praying when I didn't even know they were praying. They kept interceding for me. And they never gave up on me. So I don't know who that is for, but that's for a parent out there that is having trouble with their kid and they just don't think they're going to change. And I'm telling you, keep praying for them. Keep loving on them. You're going to see the change happen. And also, sometimes you got to pray that God will send other people to them to, you know, witness to them, to show the love of Christ to them. Because sometimes they want to hear about God from somebody else. And I know that's a hard truth for many people out there, but sometimes young children, sometimes they got to hear it from somebody else. So you pray, continue to pray for your child and continue to pray that someone else will come to share the gospel, because sometimes they will listen when it's an outsider. My God, believe me, I know. Continue to pray for your next season, because God is looking to do many great things for you guys. And God is looking for you to seek him, to be in his presence, to stay in the posture of prayer. Some of us have been lacking in the area of prayer. But you have to tell God on today, Lord, put me in the posture of prayer. Because being in the posture of prayer, it keeps us humble. When we pray, we aren't relying on our own strength, but we're relying on the Lord. Some of us need to ask God today, stir up the hunger in me to pray like never before, so I could put away the distractions, so I can seek your face without distractions, without social media. Through prayer, we worship and honor God. When we pray, God gives us victory over every situation. Let us be hungry for prayer like never before. Let's stay in the posture of prayer. If some of you need to fast the next few weeks until the new year, because you know that God is going to do something different in your life, but that comes with sacrifice. What are you giving to God in this season? What are you doing so that you can see where God is trying to take you in this next season, so you can hear clearly? And I said that in a TikTok the other day. Some of us need to be able to hear what God is saying in this season. We need to have sharper discernment. And where do we get that from? We get that when we pray, when we continue to pray. And the last thing is hungry for more. God is looking for you to walk in your purpose in this season. Some of you have been sitting on the back burner. Some of you have been just waiting and waiting. But God is saying, now is the time for you to walk boldly in your purpose, to walk boldly in your calling. Some of you are still seeking God for your purpose, but there are some of you who know what your purpose is, but you're scared. You're thinking about what others are going to think if you do this, if you say this, whatever you are called to do. You're just scared because you're worried about everyone's opinion. But God is saying, I need you to be in a position. I need you to be in your purpose so that someone could come into the knowledge of Christ, or someone can be impacted by your ministry. Somebody will be impacted by your works. Somebody will be impacted in what you are doing wholeheartedly for Christ. So the last scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek the kingdom of God first in his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. So we have to be hungry for more, hungry for God's word, hungry for his presence, hungry for prayer, hungry to just live for him and to walk boldly in our purpose. I pray that this word is confirmation for someone, revelation, that someone will stop being scared, someone that would stop sitting on the sidelines, because God is putting you in the game because you're ready, and God is looking to use you for his glory. My God, let us pray. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for allowing us to see a day we have never seen before. We thank you for being a loving God, a kind God. Lord, we thank you for being a God that never fails. And for that, we want to give you honor. And for that, we want to give you praise. Lord, I lift up the Singles Who Pray community and all the listeners from all over the world that is tuning in. You know them name by name and one by one. Lord, continue to Cover them, oh God. Continue to protect them, oh God. Continue to open doors like never before in this season, oh God. Lord, we thank you for their lives being closer to you, oh God. We thank you for their destinies, oh God. We thank you for their purpose that are being uplifted in this season, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the hunger that you are stirring up in us to be hungry for your word, oh God, to be hungry for prayer, oh God, to be hungry for your presence, oh God. Lord, help us to stay at your feet in this season, oh God, to be in the posture of prayer, oh God, to eliminate distractions, oh God, so that we can press in your presence like never before. Lord, I thank you for how you are uplifting the singles in this season, oh God, that they will be chasing after you like never before, oh God, that they will be reading your word like never before, they will be praying like never before, God, and they will just be intentional in this season about the things of God, Lord. We praise you in advance for the testimonies, oh God. We praise you in advance for all that you are going to do in the lives of your believers, oh God. Lord, I ask that you give a single person that is listening, that is going through a hard season, oh God, open doors for them like never before. Provide for them. Provide a financial miracle, oh God. Give them the provision that they need for what they are working on. Lord, give them the comfort that they need in this season, oh God. Give them the confidence that they need to walk through the door that you are calling them to walk through, oh God. Give them the confidence to live their purpose in this season, oh God. They won't sit on the sidelines anymore, oh God. They will get in the game and be all that you have called them to be, oh God. So Lord, we just want to give you praise and all the honor for what you are doing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.